Alright folks, welcome back to the Scattered Genius. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving into something super crucial, especially in this crazy world we live in. Creating healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million directions? Like a human yo-yo, swinging between demands, obligations, and just plain chaos? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, but somehow there are never enough hours in the day? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or saying no to everything. Think of them as the invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and sanity. They help you define what's important, what you're willing to give, and what deserves a firm no. It's all about creating space for what truly matters, your well-being, your passions, and your relationships that actually bring joy, not stress. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries like a boss. First off, know yourself. You gotta understand your values, priorities, and limits. What drains your energy? What brings you joy? What are your non-negotiables? Think of it like figuring out what makes up your personal, inner awesome. Once you know that, you can start saying yes to things that align with your awesomeness and no to stuff that just doesn't vibe. It's about being true to yourself, not pleasing everyone else all the time. Remember, a fulfilled you is better for everyone around you. Second, communication is key. Don't be afraid to speak up. This doesn't mean yelling or demanding. It means clearly and calmly expressing your needs and limits. Practice saying no in a way that feels authentic to you. You can try phrases like, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm committed to other projects right now." Or, "I really appreciate the offer, but I need to focus on my own goals at the moment." Third, it's okay to be imperfect. Remember, setting boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you falter, say yes when you should have said no, or feel guilty for prioritizing yourself. That's totally normal. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep practicing. You're human, after all. Give yourself some grace. Fourth, protect your time like it's gold. Seriously, schedule it in. Treat your personal time as important appointments that can't be canceled, except for emergencies, of course. Use calendars, to-do lists, or whatever works for you to block out time for relaxation, hobbies, and activities that recharge you. And finally, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Life is constantly changing, so what worked a month ago might not work today. Be flexible, reassess your needs regularly, and don't hesitate to make changes when something isn't serving you anymore. Ever feel like your phone is permanently attached to your hand? Like every notification is a siren call demanding your immediate attention? I know that feeling all too well. Remember that time I was supposed to meet my friends for dinner but got sucked into an online rabbit hole of cat videos and ended up missing the whole thing? Yeah, not my proudest moment. It's like those notifications are whispering sweet nothings in our ears, tempting us to ditch real-life connections for the digital world. But guess what? There's a whole universe outside your screen, waiting to be explored. So, here's the deal. Set boundaries around your phone time. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, and stick to it. Turn off notifications when you need to focus or enjoy some quality offline time. You can even try leaving your phone in another room while you eat, exercise, or have conversations with people face to face. Trust me, those real-life connections are way more fulfilling than anything you'll find on a screen. Listen up, because this is the big takeaway. Creating healthy boundaries is like building a superpower. It takes practice, intentionality, and a whole lot of self-love. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and living a life that feels truly fulfilling. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And don't forget to subscribe to the Scattered Genius for more real talk, insights, and inspiration. We've got so much more to explore together. See ya next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.